Professor Okal, why were scientists unable to predict the latest earthquake in Japan, and will that ever be possible?
Well, there are two aspects to the word prediction. One of them is to have some kind of forecast that such a very large earthquake would happen, and the other one would be to actually give a timing for this occurrence. And while we are making progress with respect to the first aspect, the second one, I think, will not be possible on a time scale which will be of any use to society in the foreseeable future. Now, even so, we were somewhat baffled and surprised by the size of the earthquake as it happened in Japan, because there was a general perception, there were some theories around, that when the ocean floor is very, very old geologically, as it is in the case of Japan, then the maximum earthquake that you can expect is relatively low, not more than about magnitude 8 as opposed to 9. Unfortunately, this earthquake in Japan has essentially killed this kind of theory, and has put us back on the starting block to trying to find some kind of better models.